The following is a lecture on the appearance day of Advaita Acharya, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 24, 2007, at ISKCON's New Dwaraka Temple in Los Angeles, California, USA.
So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 6. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vande tang shimanda daita charyam madbutta chestitam yasha prasadad yagyopi tatsvarupam narupayet. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Therefore, I have some hope that I might be able to say something. Because even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktarvinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha shloke kahila Sri Nityananda tatva shloke dvaya kahi Advaita Acharya mahatva. In 5 verses, I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. Then in the following 2 verses, I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnur jagat karta mayaya hyashtra jatyada tasyavatara evayam Advaita Acharyam Ishvaraha. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam harina advaitad acharyam bhakti sanshanat bhaktavataram isham tam ajaitya charam ashraye. Because he is non different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Advaita Acharya Gosani Shakshadishvara Yanhara Mahima Nahe Jivera Gochara. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu Shrishti Karena Jagadadi Karya Tanhra Avatara Sakshat Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. Ye purusha shrishti stitti karena mayaya anantar bhamanda shrishti karena lilaya. That purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. Ichaya anantamurti karena prakasha Eka eka murti karene brahmanda pravesha. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms, in which he enters each and every universe. Se purushera angsha advaita nahi kichubeda. Sharira vishesha tanra nahi kavichcheda. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that purusha, and so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that purusha. Sahaya karena tandra laya pradhana koti brahmanda karena ichaya nirmana. He, Advaita Acharya, helps in the pastimes of the purusha, with whose material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes. Jagat mangala advaita mangala guna dhamma mangala charitra sada mangala yanra nama. Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. He is the reservoir of all auspicious attributes. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. Koti angsha koti shakti koti avatara etalanya shije purusha shakala samsara. Mahavishnu creates the entire material world with millions of his parts, energies, and incarnations. Maya yache dui angsha nimitta upadana maya namitta hetu upadana pradana. Purusha Ishvara Aiche Divi Murti Haya Vishvashishtikare Nimitta Upadana Lana. Just as the external energy consists of two parts, the efficient cause Nimitta and the material cause Upadana, Maya being the efficient cause and Pradana the material cause, so Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes two forms to create the material world with the efficient and material causes. Apane purusha vishvera nimitta karana advaita rupa upadana hana narayana. Lord Vishnu himself is the efficient nimitta cause of the material world. And Narayan, in the form of Sri Advaita, is the material cause, upadana. Nimitang shekare teno mayatta ikshana upadana advaita karena brahmanda shrijana. Lord Vishnu is his efficient aspect. Rather, Lord Vishnu in his efficient aspect glances over the material energy, and Sri Advaita, as the material cause, creates the material world. Jadyapi sankhyamane pradana karana jadahaite kabunahi jagat srijana. Although the Sankhya philosophy accepts that the material ingredients are the cause, the creation of the world never arises from dead matter. Nija shishti shakti prabhu sanchare pradhane ishvarera sakti tabe hayatam nirmane. The Lord infuses the material ingredients with his own creative potency. Then with the power of the Lord, creation takes place. Advaita rupekare shakti sancharana attayeva advaita hayena mukhe karana. In the form of Advaita, he infuses the material ingredients with creative energy. Therefore, Advaita is the original cause of creation. Advaita charakoti brahmandena katha ara eka eka murchi brahmandera bharata. Sri Advaita Acharya is the creator of millions and millions of universes. And by his expansions as Garbhodaka Shri Vishnu, he maintains each and every universe. Se Narayanera Mukya Anga Advaita Anga Shabde Angshakari Kahe Bhagavata. Sri Advaita is the principal limb, Anga, of Narayan. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of limb, anga, as a plenary portion, ansha, of the Lord. Narayanastvang nahai nahi sarve dehinam atmas yadishakila loka shakshi Narayanongam narabhujalayanat chachchapi satchang natavaiva maya. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father Narayan? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the waterborn of Nada, Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creations of Maya. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.14. Ishvarara anga ansha chirananda maya mayara sambandha nahi esh loke kaya. This verse describes the limbs and plenary portions of the Lord are all spiritual. They have no relationship with the material energy. Ansha nakahiya kini kaha tanre anga. Angsha haiti anga yate haya antarango. Why has Sri Adaita been called a limb and not a part? The reason is that limb implies greater intimacy. Mahavishnura angsha advaita guna dama. Ishvare abeda teni advaita purna nama. Sri Adaita, who is a reservoir of virtues, is the main limb of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita, for he is identical in all respects with the Lord. Purveyachekaila sarve vishvera shridjana avatarikaila ebe bhakti pravartana. As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. Nija nishtarila Krishna bhakti karidana Gita bhagavate kaila bhaktir avyakhyana. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna bhakti. He explained Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Sri Adaita Prabhu is an incarnation of Vishnu, for the welfare of the conditioned souls, he manifested himself as a servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And throughout all his activities, he showed himself to be an eternal servitor. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda also manifested the same principle, although they also belong to the category of Vishnu. If Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Adaita Prabhu had exhibited their all-powerful Vishnu potencies within this material world, people would have become greater impersonalists, monists, and self-worshippers than they had already become under the spell of this age. Therefore, the personality of Godhead and his different incarnations and forms played the parts of devotees to instruct the conditioned souls how to approach the transcendental stage of devotional service. Advaita Acharya especially intended to teach the conditioned souls about devotional service. The word Acharya means teacher. The specific function of such a teacher is to make people Krishna conscious. A bona fide teacher, following in the footsteps of Advaita Acharya, has no other business than to spread the principles of Krishna consciousness all over the world. The real qualification of an acharya is that he presents himself as the servant of the Supreme. Such a bona fide acharya can never support the demoniac activities of atheistic men who present themselves as God. It is the main business of an acharya to defy such impostors posing as God before the innocent public. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya. Chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhishtam shtapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. So, we cannot even begin to calculate how much we are blessed by Sri Advaita Acharya. This age of Kali is very, very hellish situation. Prayanalpya yusha shavya kalavasmin yuge manaha mandasumandamatyo manjabhagya yupadrita. Such a horrible age. So horrible age. People are so dull. They're so wicked. They're so quarrelsome. They're so spaced out, bewildered. It's just a horrible nightmare. Horrible nightmare. I remember when I was working with BTG in San Diego, we used to come up sometimes for the nectar here in New Dwarka. And there would be a billboard on the side of the highway. It's a jungle out there. And that was, I don't know who put that up there, but that was so poignant statement for Los Angeles and the whole material world. It's a jungle. This place is a jungle. I mean, the fact is that we become desensitized. I mean, we become so used to it, we take it for granted, but I mean, you go to the grocery store, you know, you walk in, you get the vegetables, you kind of walk, you know. Just imagine if somebody murdered your mother and they took her body and they were selling her bodily parts. How horrified you would be, absolutely devastated that she was killed, first of all, and now they're selling her bodily parts. But we don't realize, we just take it for granted. Oh, there's the meat department, you see. But actually, if we try to understand through the eyes of the scripture, this is unbelievably horrible situation. It's going on all around us. And we know it's bad, but we just don't fully realize how really bad it is. And that's a fact. But Advaita Acharya, he is that great incarnation of Godhead who has mercifully come in the form of devotee to invoke the special appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver the souls who were just absolutely, helplessly entangled in this material nature. To give them that opportunity, that facility, that chance, that blessing that they can actually get out of this nightmarish quagmire of material existence. On this day, especially, we should try to meditate very, very deeply on what is this mercy of Sri Advaita Acharya that he has invoked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. Of course, invoking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not simply mean invoking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, who comes with him? His whole entourage comes with him. Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar, just so many associates. The Krishna Leelas, people all come in the Chaitanya Leela. So, he is not only invoking the presence of Lord Chaitanya, but all of these associates are coming. What incredible invitation he has made that all of these great personalities have come to exhibit these amazing, amazing pastimes. And then we can also consider, if Lord Chaitanya had not come, would all the acharyas after that time, would they have come if Chaitanya had not come? You see? Would Bhaktivinoda Thakur have come if there had been no Lord Chaitanya appearance? Would Gaurakishore Das Babaji, would Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, would they have come if Chaitanya had not come? If Advaita had not invited? They could have, but would they have? We can't say for sure, but the fact is that we do know that they are all coming in that line of Lord Chaitanya. And Advaita Acharya is the one who invited Lord Chaitanya. So we can understand that many, many, many great personalities have blessed us because of that prayer of Advaita Acharya. He was crying with such compassion, with such intensity of emotion, that his cries for the appearance of the Lord penetrated through the thick, thick, thick coverings of the universe. We can't even begin to imagine the intensity of his prayers, that they could pierce the coverings of the universe. It is such a thick, thick coverings. We look at the stars at night, it seems to be a very big, 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 big space, the outer space, you see. But the coverings are so much thick, so much wider than the space within. And each covering is 10 times greater than the previous one. If you were to have a graphic, you know, demonstration of it, it would be mostly solid and just a little teeny, teeny little opening in the middle. So to penetrate the coverings of the universe is no small task. But Advaita Acharya was praying with such compassion, such intense love for the living entities of this material existence, that Lord Chaitanya heard those prayers loud and clear coming through those coverings. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudriye Pushpavancho Chitrasandottamonudo. Because of Advaita Acharya, we can pray this prayer. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda, who are just like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance of this age of Kali and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. So, now it is our duty. Srila Prabhupada has given us this duty. We are in this line from Advaita Acharya. He has given us this duty that we should also become teachers of this science of Krishna consciousness. Not that we simply think, all right, let me chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, go back to Godhead. No. We have been given the instruction that we must also become teachers of this science of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told us, it was so wonderful, wonderful lecture in Mayapur. He said, now we are 10,000. He said, then we will become 100,000. Then we will become 1,000,000. Then we'll become 10 million. He said, there will be no scarcity of acharyas. So Prabhupada wanted that all of the ISKCON men, women, everyone, ISKCON people, should all become acharyas, teachers of this science of Krishna consciousness. Not simply on the lips, but acharya means one who is teaching by his example. First, one must practice, then preach. You see? So, we are preaching pure bhakti. This is the pure bhakti cult. We are preaching pure bhakti. Therefore, we must be actively at every minute cultivating pure bhakti, striving for that pure bhakti at every minute. Prabhupada actually pushed me. He instructed me. In one letter he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. I love that instruction. I'm so far from it. It's a disgrace, but I feel Prabhupada's pushing me. He says, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. That's what Prabhupada wants. I was just some rank and file, you know, pot washer, college preacher. And Prabhupada is telling me to qualify myself to see Krishna face to face. So that instruction is for every ISKCON member, not just for me. I was just insignificant nothing. So we are meant to qualify ourselves that we can see Krishna face to face. You see? And acharya means one who is completely pure. He's striving like anything at every minute to become completely pure. You see? He's practicing what he's preaching. So we really have to focus on this. This is the problem in our society. I'm traveling all over the world, and I'm seeing so many problems. I see pujaris, you know, going for movies. After they finish their puja, they go to the cinema. You see? This is not acharya movement, when the pujaris are going to cinema. So we really have to be very, very serious to do our duty to be exemplary teachers of this science of Krishna consciousness. Whatever our position may be in the society, we are all meant to do this service of being exemplary teachers of the science of Krishna consciousness. The oft-quoted and cherished example that Prabhupada gave us of that Indian Railways poster, that every employee of Indian Railways must see that the train of the car is turning, rolling down the track. That everyone, every member of ISKCON must see that this movement is going forward. That is the duty of everyone. Whether I'm distributing books, whether I'm taking care of the deities, whether I'm cooking, cleaning, managing, making money and donating to the temple as a householder, whatever I'm doing, every single member of this society must see at every minute by my thoughts, words, and deeds that I am helping this movement to go forward and become more and more established on this planet and more successful. So that means we must be cultivating the thoughts, the type of thinking, the type of speaking, and this type of acting that can truly be said to be exemplary. We must be cultivating. Each and every one of us must be doing that. Otherwise, we're acting as what is that song by Bhaktivinoda? Kali Chela. He had one bhajan. He says, here is another Kali Chela. He has tilak on the nose and neck beads. But what is he doing? He's keeping some prostitutes on the side, you see. So we have to be very, very careful that we are actually exemplary and we are not the Kali Chela category. So this is a wonderful opportunity today to remember the greatest personality, Sri Advaita Acharya, and to actually try to reaffirm our commitment to being exemplary teachers of the science of Krishna by all of our thoughts, all of our words, and all of our deeds. So I thank you very much for your kind attention. Does anyone have some questions? And you'll have to speak up. I'll try to get my hearing aids on. Really, hearing's really going out with old age. But I might be able to hear it without it if you speak loud and clear. Is any questions?
Can you please say something about your experience in Istanbul? We were watching a video of you speaking to the Muslims.
All right. Yes, I'm very happy to remember that wonderful preaching I had in Istanbul. the mood that we saw in America back in the 60s with a whole an interest in Eastern spirituality, that's happening within certain segment of the Turkish population right now. And they have people getting together in meditation centers and things like that. It's not Islamic stuff. It's new, it's like a Turkish New Age thing. So they haven't really been exposed to Krishna consciousness very much, although they're interested in this thing and that thing, New Age type things. So somehow or other, I had the opportunity to go to this meditation center right in downtown Istanbul in the evening when the place was packed. And we had an arsenal of Turkish Bhagavad Gitas as it is, thick, hardbound, full-on editions, and a harmonium, and the holy names, and an enthusiasm to preach, and a Turkish translator. We were well-equipped that night, and by Krishna's grace and Prabhupada's grace. So I gave a talk, you know, really introductory-type talk to all these Muslim people. And I had, and then I chanted with great enthusiasm. I taught them the mantra, so they all knew it. We had it written on the board, and the whole hall exploded with the holy names. I mean, they were in bliss. It was really something. We came back after that to America. We were with a Hindu audience, and they were kind of like, oh, you know. We told them, you know, the Muslims chant better than you do. But these people, that's actually on the internet. You can go and see it. It's out there. You can see the thing. But you can email me and I'll send you the link, sda@backtohome.com. I can email you a link so you can see it. But anyway, it was so sweet. I mean, these people, we took a, you can see on their faces, they're just going deeply. It's like they'd finally found it, you know, the sweetest nectar. They were just, so many of them, their faces were just like they had finally found the sweetest thing after, you know, being in the darkness of ignorance for uncountable eons. Now they had found it. I mean, the way they were relishing the holy name was amazing. And at the end, we said, okay, well, we have the Bhagavad Gitas. And actually, the leader of the center, he was the first one in line to buy the Bhagavad Gita. We sold out, and within 10 minutes, they were all sold out. I wish we had had a bunch more, because we could have sold a lot more. We sold every single Bhagavad Gita. And I was so intoxicated with the bliss of, you know, book distribution, Harinams and Kirtan in the Muslim world that I forgot where I was, actually. I was just completely intoxicated, swimming in this ocean of nectar. And I just kind of like walked. It was time to come back out and go back out on the street and go back to where we were staying. And where am I? Oh, yeah, I'm in Istanbul. Turkey, Istanbul, wow. So yeah, it was one of those nights I can never forget to, you know, to introduce all these Bhagavad Gitas and the holy name to such a wonderful, wonderful audience who so much relished the nectar. So it reminded me that, you know, we take it for granted sometimes, kirtan, yeah, time for kirtan. But actually it's unlimited nectar in one utterance of Hare Krishna. There is so much nectar, the whole universe can't even contain all of that nectar. Just like the ultimate gulab jamun that has unlimited juice oozing out of it. You see? In fact, one pure utterance of a holy name has so much, you know how sometimes the gulab jamuns will squirt the juice, you know. One pure utterance of Hare Krishna has so much nectar that actually it will pierce through the coverings of the universe. Actually, that's a fact. Did you know that? One pure utterance of Hare Krishna that will emanate so much juice it'll ooze out through the coverings of the universe. So, if you like gulab jamuns, chant Hare Krishna, because each one is a gulab jamun. Each Hare Krishna. Not even just each Hare, actually every syllable is a gulab jamun. Unlimited nectar. The unlimited love feast. Right there in my bead bag. So any other questions? All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Advaita Acharya's Transcendental Appearance Day, flooding the world with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy ki jai.